Adventure in the Louvre. My name is Junsu. Last year, my family went to Paris during the summer vacation. We flew from Seoul on July 3rd. The flight took a long time, but I didn't mind. My brother Dohun entertained me. He read me several facts from his Paris guidebook. "We are very lucky," Dohun said. "Listen to this. Paris is France's capital city. The official language is French. The city has many famous museums, galleries, and buildings." "It sounds great," I replied. Our plane landed at Charles de Gaulle International Airport. What a busy place! It was very crowded. We saw people from all over the world. "Stay close to me, guys," my mom said. "Hold my hand. Don't get lost." We waited in a long line for 30 minutes. Then we went through customs. The customs agent stamped my passport. "Welcome to France," he said. We carried our luggage out of the airport. It was dark outside. My dad hailed a taxi. The taxi had a sign that said, "Taxi Parisien," on top. "That means Paris taxi," Dohun said. The taxi driver drove us toward the center of the city. We saw lots of cool things. "Wow," Dohun said. "Look at that." I looked out the window. I could see the Eiffel Tower in the distance. "Oh, wow," I said. "It's so pretty." Our hotel was located downtown. It was very elegant. We had an excellent view of the city lights. "Tomorrow will be great," Dohun said. "What will we do first, Dad?" "We will take a tour in the morning," my dad replied. "Then, after lunch, your mother and I will go shopping. We will drop you guys off at the Louvre Museum, okay?" "Great," I said. "The Louvre is one of the best museums in the entire world." The next morning, we got on a two-storied yellow tour bus. We drove around the city. A tour guide described the sights. "On your left is the Arc de Triomphe," the guide said. "The Emperor Napoleon built it in 1806. Dohun snapped a photo. "Paris is great," he said. A little later on, we passed a gigantic church. "This is the Notre Dame Cathedral," the tour guide said. "It is the world's finest example of Gothic architecture." After the tour, we had lunch at a small cafe. My dad wanted some French food. He ordered a plate of escargot. They looked strange. "Yum," my dad said. "Taste one. They're great." I tried one of the escargot. It was pretty good. It tasted like mussels. After lunch, my parents dropped Dohun and I off at the Louvre. "Have a good time, guys," my dad said. "We'll meet you in front of the museum at 7 p.m. The Louvre is a very, very big place. There is a big glass pyramid at the front entrance. "I can't believe we're actually here," I said. We ran up to the pyramid and looked inside. We could see many people in the museum below. "We'd better hurry," Dohun said. "This museum is gigantic. We don't have very much time." "You're right, Dohun," I said. "We'd better get started. Let's get our tickets." The lady at the ticket booth gave us a map of the museum. "Let's check out the Mona Lisa first," I said. "It's the most famous painting in the world." The Mona Lisa was in a big room. There were many people around it. Dohun and I pushed to the front of the crowd. "Look at her smile," Dohun said. "She looks so mysterious." "Don't get too close, kid," a security guard warned. A tour group entered the room. A tour guide talked about the painting. "The Mona Lisa is Leonardo da Vinci's most famous painting," she said. "He painted it in 1503 in Italy." A man raised his hand. "Who is the young woman in the painting?" he asked. "Why is she smiling?" "Nobody knows for sure," the tour guide replied. "It's a great mystery." I stared at the painting for a long time. Then I heard a strange little noise. Tee-hee-hee. Somebody was giggling. "Hey, be quiet," I said. "I didn't say anything," Dohun replied. A lady with white hair raised her hand. Why is the painting behind glass? She asked. For security reasons, the tour guide replied. It is very valuable. Somebody might steal it. I had a question, too. I raised my hand, but then I heard the noise again. Tee-hee-hee! I looked around. It was coming from the painting. I looked at the painting very closely. Then something amazing happened. The Mona Lisa winked at me. Holy smokes, I said. Did you see that? What are you talking about? Dohun asked. This is boring. Let's go check out the Egyptian mummies. Just wait a second, I said. I'm not done yet. Whoa! Suddenly, a hand pulled me into the painting. I heard the giggle again. Tee-hee! Quick, come with me. Suddenly, I was outside. What's going on? I thought. This is weird. It was a warm, sunny day. I was standing on a bridge. I could see a river and some boats. A woman was standing in front of me. She had long black hair. She was wearing a black dress. She was smiling. Are you the Mona Lisa? I asked. The woman laughed. Tee-hee, she said. Just call me Lisa. What's going on? I asked. Where am I? You're in Florence, Italy, Lisa replied. Come on, follow me. We don't have much time. Lisa ran into a crowd of people. Hey, wait, I said. Where are you going? I followed Lisa. She ran down an alley. It was very crowded. Everyone was wearing strange-looking clothes. Hey, stop, I cried. But Lisa wouldn't listen. She looked back and laughed. Tee-hee, she said. Hurry up, turtle. Lisa ran to a big mansion. I followed her. She stopped at the front door. Hurry up, she said. Come inside quickly. Don't speak loudly. Just whisper. I followed her into the mansion. It was very beautiful inside. There were many paintings on the walls. What a nice place, I said. Do you live here? Lisa put her finger up to her mouth. Shh, she said. Come upstairs with me. I followed Lisa into a small room. She closed the door and sat down on a bench. Then she started giggling again. Tee-hee, she said. Oh, it tickles. It tickles. I was very confused. What tickles? I asked. I'll show you, Lisa replied. She reached into her sleeve. She held out her hand. What's in your hand? I asked. It's a secret, she replied. Don't worry, I said. I won't tell anyone. Lisa looked at her hand. Promise? She asked. I promise, I said. I won't tell anyone. Okay, Lisa said. She opened her hand. She was holding a small brown mouse. He was very cute. He had long whiskers and a pointy nose. This is Luigi, Lisa said. He is my secret pet. But I must be careful. My father hates mice. He might kill Luigi. Aha, I said. That's why you were giggling. Luigi was tickling you. Suddenly, I heard a loud voice. Lisa, come downstairs right now. Mr. Da Vinci is here. He will paint a picture of you now. Lisa jumped up. Luigi ran up her sleeve. That's my dad, she said. I can't stay here. Don't forget your promise. I won't, I said. Lisa ran out of the room. I followed her. She went to a balcony. Her father was waiting for her. I hid behind a curtain and watched. Lisa's father was a very big man. He was wearing a red cape and a fancy red hat. An old man entered the room. He had a long white beard. He was carrying some paintbrushes. Lisa, this is Mr. Leonardo da Vinci, Lisa's father said. He is a great artist. He will paint your picture. Pleased to meet you, Mr. da Vinci, Lisa said. The pleasure is all mine, Leonardo replied. Lisa sat in front of the balcony. Leonardo started painting. Luigi was in Lisa's sleeve. He tickled her. Tee-hee, Lisa said. Stop giggling like that, Lisa's father said. Mr. da Vinci can't concentrate. Leonardo continued painting. Don't worry about it, he said. I like it. Your daughter has a very beautiful smile. This will be a wonderful painting. Lisa continued giggling. Tee-hee-hee, she said. Suddenly, I felt very dizzy. I closed my eyes. I heard my brother's voice. I opened my eyes. I was in the Louvre Museum again. I was staring at the Mona Lisa. Dohun was pulling on my sleeve. Come on, he said. Let's go. We spent the entire afternoon in the museum. My mom and dad met us at 7 p.m. How was the Louvre? My mom asked. Did you have fun? I sure did, I replied. It was the experience of a lifetime. History of the Mona Lisa. 1503, painted by Leonardo da Vinci in Florence, Italy. 1516, sold to King Francois I of France. 1682 to 1715, moved to King Louis XIV's palace at Versailles. 1804 to 1814, moved to Emperor Napoleon I's bedroom. 1814 to 1820, moved to the Louvre. 1911, stolen by a Louvre employee. 1913, returned to the Louvre. 2008, today, more than 5 million people view the painting each year. Its estimated value is 600 billion won.